Now, China's foreign minister and his visiting U.S. counterpart engage in a bitter exchange of criticism amid worsening bilateral relations.
The issues that you characterize, we have a fundamental disagreement. We have great concerns about the actions that China has taken.
Pompeo was briefing Wang following his visit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. He called for Beijing's cooperation in the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Tensions have increased between U.S. and China in recent months, with the two sides imposing several rounds of tit-for-tat tariffs on each other's imports. Last week, U.S. Vice President Mike Pence also accused China of making malign efforts to undermine President Donald Trump ahead of next month's congressional elections and of reckless military actions in the South China Sea. For more on that, we're joined by Einar Tangen, author and columnist, joining us live from Beijing. Thank you very much once again for joining us, sir, on Press TV's Top 5. Now, that was a pretty harsh exchange of words there with Mike Pompeo and Mr. Wang. What do you make of the situation?
Well, China-U.S. Relations are at one of the lowest points in history at this point, prior to the opening up, prior to Nixon. And China has, at least some of the people here have come to the conclusion that the U.S. is not bargaining in good faith. That's simply what they want to do, is cripple the U.S., cripple the Chinese economy, and to force American companies in particular and other companies that do business in the U.S. out of China, make them go elsewhere. So it's this kind of good cop, bad cop that Pompeo and Trump are trying to play is not playing very well in the halls of Beijing.
But Mr. Tangen, one of the key issues here is North Korea and the denuclearization. And the United States will definitely need China on board if they want to get the Korean Peninsula denuclearized. How do you think it's going to work with that?
Well, a lot will depend on whether China wishes to compartmentalize this particular issue. I think they will. It is in everyone's best interest to have a denuclearized North Korea, simply because otherwise there will be a Russian arms race throughout Asia in that case. But, you know, here's the problem. There's still, on Pompeo's side, he doesn't seem to understand that North Korea is not going to unilaterally give up its nuclear weapons in exchange for nothing. China has been counseling, Russia has been counseling them that they need a way to reduce sanctions and inch their way closer and closer to a deal. Now, the U.S. Has not indicated that it's willing to do this. It said sanctions will remain in place until there's a complete denuclearization. No one knows exactly what that means. But even if China wants to help at this point, it's not clear that Pompeo and Donald Trump have a clear idea of what their strategy is and how it would work.
So are you expecting this to get to a deadlock?
I'm sorry.
Are you expecting this to get to a deadlock?
I'm hoping not. I mean, it appears that Donald Trump is rushing to get something in place prior to the midterms election. That means another month. I think there'll be a lot of talk about we're doing this. But at some point, the frustration will win through, and you can expect him to go back to the kind of rocket boy rhetoric that he's used in the past.
Thank you very much, Mr. Einar Tangen, author and columnist, joining us live from Beijing. Your comments are always welcome on Press TV.